Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Extra Point Podcast. My name is Todd Stiles. I'm one of the pastors at First Family Church in Ankeny, Iowa. Glad you're listening in and on board today. I want to say welcome to all of our normal, regular listeners. Encourage you to like the podcast and follow it, but also want to say welcome to those who aren't necessarily local, not necessarily part of our church here in this area or even one of our campuses, and those who just listen from out of state, even out of country. It's always nice to get emails from those who are far away, that they listen in, that they're helped. Just a very big encouragement. So I want to say thank you. It's a humble honor to bring some extra insight, observation, and application to the scripture from which we preached the previous week. You know, we deeply believe it's the word that does the work. So on a personal level, I'm always looking for any opportunity and any extra way to just bring the word to our dear people, to our flock, and to those who are listening in from other places as well. And today I want to actually bring that in a very personal way. I want to bring a very personal, vulnerable, transparent testimony that really ties in well to what I preached on Sunday from Philippians 4. Now, as you know, we took a one-off Sunday. That's often what we call them when we preach on a different text than our current series. And so we're in Exodus. We've been in there for a number of months. We'll be there for most of this year. But every few weeks, we take an opportunity to either preach on generosity or on the Holy Spirit, or perhaps another topic or scripture that is very important to the ongoing health of our church. Lately, that has been the topic of generosity. That series is called Transformational Generosity, and it started, I think, last October. And that's where the story gets very personal, because prior to last October, that would be October of 25, the elders asked me if I would consider preaching on giving more. This was probably even in 2024, maybe late 2024. And we meet every Tuesday, for the most part, every Tuesday. There are some holidays and different times that we don't meet. But for the most part, we meet every Tuesday, 6 o'clock in the morning. And we study the scripture we're going to preach from. We pray together over the needs and the names in our church. We'll spend about an hour doing that. And then we spend probably 30 or so minutes just in some very general, large-scale oversight of things and giving direction there, mainly concerning the spiritual temperature and direction to making sure we're headed have the right trajectory in the right direction. And so that was going on, and it was in 2024 that they just asked me, hey, can you work in some messages or a message on giving, perhaps a mini-series? And of course, I said, of course I will. And that was an honest answer. But I was finding it difficult to find an opportunity. I do plan my preaching out probably 2+ years in advance, and it's not in concrete. I would say it's a little more than wet, but it's not hard. And so good or bad, that's probably is the way I'm wired in a large way. And so a lot of the calendar was planned out, and I was having difficulty finding a 2-week gap that wouldn't perhaps interfere with maybe our Advent series or maybe some missions emphases or maybe some other thing that's a pretty regular standard item in our preaching calendar. I think below that may have been some timidity about the topic. And this is where I want to be very vulnerable with you and just simply say, I think there was some fear, some anxiety over preaching about giving. Now, that's not to say I had never done it. I just haven't preached specifically about giving very much. I typically have woven it into various messages, or there have been random series, probably years apart, in which I approached the topic. So as I thought about the elders' request, it just became more of a kind of a delayed response from me. The answer was yes, I'll work it in, and it was honest, genuine, but it wasn't something I felt was necessary in the moment or needed to be quick. Well, every few weeks, they just bring this up. And our elders are just very godly men. We love each other very much. It's a wonderful meeting every Tuesday. But every few weeks, they would bring this up again. And then one Tuesday, probably, I want to say maybe summer of 25. Remember, this began in 24, probably late 24. Every few weeks, month and a half, they'd ask me again. I'd say, yeah, I'm working on that, trying to find the best time. And I'd say probably around the summer of 25. And again, these are guesstimates. They say, hey, Todd, we want to ask you to preach on giving. We really feel like we can grow in that discipline. We need to grow in that habit that really is part of following Jesus. It's part of being a devoted follower. And I gave the standard answer, I'll do my best to work it in this year. And they said, well, we want to kind of raise the stakes here. And we're actually doing more than asking you. We want to, in the nicest way possible, they said, we're going to ask you very strongly. In fact, we're going to require this, that we need to get that in before the end of the year. Can you make that happen? And I understood clearly what they meant, that this was no longer a request. And let me be very frank here. That is an elder's responsibility. And so I heard that, and I went right to work to try to figure out a best time frame. And so that ended up being October. Came back to them the next week and said, hey, I heard you loud and clear. I really appreciate your patience with me and also your leadership for our church, that together we want to do what's best. I hear you loud and clear. Let's get that scheduled. Inside, I was nervous. And I think at that point, I began to realize I have some timidity about that subject. I'm not sure why. I still don't really know why. But I did realize there's a reason I've been putting this off, and can I say unintentionally, or at least, you know, using somewhat of a pretty lame excuse to not get right to it. Well, anyway, I did schedule it for October. We pulled together in a collective fashion the theme and some scriptures. I brought them kind of what I thought would work. And last October, we had a two-week series on generosity. It was called Transformational Generosity. It is the umbrella over each of the messages that we bring on this topic. And so we'll, at some point, we'll have several messages that will fit under that umbrella. But in those two messages, I experienced the largest area of growth that I've experienced in the last 12 months. Now, I didn't know that until later, but I can recall when I finished those 2 weeks preaching about giving last October, 2025, the Lord used that to awaken in me a level of boldness and clarity that I've not known in regard to this topic. And so let me say at the outset, I'm very humbled and thankful to God for the way He continues to grow me and to sanctify me and to deepen me and to expose areas that need His Holy Spirit's attention. Now, I don't think I realized this was my largest area of growth until I had to schedule the next generosity message. As I was preparing for this message, which I preached last Sunday, I was more than excited. I was deeply moved. I was anticipating with great faith how God would work in our church. And I began to realize I'm actually looking forward to talking to our people about giving more of their resources, about being more deeply generous. And it hit me. God has changed my heart as a pastor. God has transformed a part of my character as a preacher. And I just began to realize, wow, the Lord is so gracious and kind to us. And Julie and I think we have worked for years at being generous. We've got a ways to go still, but we have really trekked hard after this. And so I don't think it was a fear of generosity in that I wasn't modeling that principle. I think it was a fear of asking boldly and walking people through some of the ramifications of stinginess. But God changed my heart in that series in October. I began to realize it early 26. And this past Sunday, I would say to you, in all honesty, candor, and transparency, it was one of the most joyful moments for me as a pastor and as a preacher to bring to our congregation Philippians 4:15 through 20 with no shame, with no timidity, with no fear. Not because, and hear this, not because I and the elders want more of your resources, or we're trying to, you know, build a building, or we've got a goal to meet. I really was excited to just unpack the principles of generosity from the Word of God. without any fear. And that was so joyful to me. It was so joy producing. It was so revelatory in that I was aware only God could have brought about this change in me, one of your pastors. I've realized in the past few months how timid I may have been in the years past. I don't know if I really understood that, but I thank God for our elders who leaned into me kindly and graciously, but increasingly so, towards this giving or generosity series. And I think it shows a couple of things just off the bat. First of all, our elders are not yes men. Now, some of our elders are on staff. The majority of our elders are not. But as a group, we act as one. And in that room, every week, there's not just one person who says, we'll do this, and everyone kind of chimes in with a yes. There is honest discussion. There's lots of prayer. There's an incredible amount of patience. And I thank God for that room. I thank God for those men, because God used them to show me, though I didn't realize it in the moment, an area of weakness, a place of timidity and fear. And God used them to not only expose it, but then to root it out, to be patient with me, and then giving me kind of a mandate to preach on giving. That's the way God rooted this out. And so I just wanted personally and vulnerably and with great thankfulness to God, I want to say the Lord does change people. He changes our hearts. He transforms our character. He gives us new and increasingly deeper desires for the things that are related to Him and His character. And one of those in my life has been the way He's transformed my ability and my desire to preach about generosity. And I trust that by God's grace, you sensed that, yes, last Sunday, but I trust you've been seeing it over time. And I just thank the Lord for the way He has changed me. And I want to say again, as a testimony, I think the largest way God has changed me in the last 12 months has been in giving me an increased amount of Holy Spirit boldness to preach on generosity. And I'm thankful for His work in my life. Now, in light of that, I do want to share, as I close, two observations. They're just personal. We could call them two personal principles, but I want to be gracious here. I want to be just a little cautious because I think these would hold true universally. But these are two principles I have experienced. They're two observations I think have rung true in my life. And they come from this story, this multi-month journey in which I've watched God change my heart and for which I'm very grateful. Here they are, two personal principles or two personal observations. Here's the first one. Facing fear is the first step to living with faith instead of fear. You see, facing your fear is the first step. It's actually the initial thing that must be done. Often we turn away from that of which we're afraid. We don't want to admit we're afraid of it. Perhaps there's some baggage there, a story there, a memory, an encounter. It could be very negative. And I realize that my experience in this situation is very minor compared to some people's fear. Perhaps they're past or maybe an incident or something that occurred. And so they may have a lot more emotion involved. Mine, admittedly, is somewhat minor compared to those. But I think the principle holds true that until I actually looked at the fear, that for some reason I was timid to be bold about generosity and stewardship, I was not really going to make any progress in dealing with it, nor would I really experience faith instead of fear. I simply had to, and I'll use this metaphor, turn and look at the giant face to face. God used the elders to make that happen. I think it's true that often God will use other people in our life to turn us around and say, hey, listen, it seems like this is something you're running from or afraid of or unwilling to deal with. Sometimes it can be minor in some ways. Sometimes it can be major. And often we don't want those people doing that to us. We resist. We kind of fight that. I want to encourage you, even just from my own experience, and I admit it was on something that probably wasn't as big a deal as some other folks deal with. But facing your fears, that is the first step to getting over those fears and living with faith instead of fear. And so perhaps you want to ask a close friend, your small group, maybe someone near you, like, hey, I've got to deal with something in my life. I'm afraid of it, or I find myself timid about, and you can fill in the blank there. Just have them help you turn around, assure you of their presence, that they're going to be with you, and then stare that thing right in the face. Call it what it is and be willing to deal with it. I'm confident in that moment, God meets us right where we need him, right? Not at our height of faith, like we said last week, but really at our need, at our moment of desperation. And God always promises and shows up and meets us right there. And his presence is all we need. His sustaining presence, man, it meets our need, gives us courage. What we find is that sustaining presence then over time turns into a satisfying peace. And we're no longer afraid or timid. We instead are bold and courageous, and joy is in the mix. The first step, though, is just to simply turn and face the fear and call it what it is. Admit your timidity. Ask God for his help. So that's just one personal observation in this season where I've seen God do a very large change in my life that affects, yes, my shepherding and my preaching, that facing that fear is always the first step to living with faith instead of that fear. You've just got to turn and look at it and call it what it is. The second observation, the second personal principle that I really have embraced, and I have believed this, I've experienced it recently, and that's this: submission is a gateway to greater sanctification. And I just want to encourage all of us, submitting to God's authority is a key component to experiencing God's sanctification. Often, God works his work through his ordained authorities. In this case, my life, it was through these elders, of which I am a member, a part of this team, but I am under their authority as well. And when they kind of raised the stakes, so to speak, and really pressed on me without option to say, figure this out before the end of the year. We really think our church is in need. We want to grow in this discipline. Will you figure out these dates and bring that to us? We want to do this. It was kind of a good moment to be rightly cornered, so to speak. And in saying to them, and it was right to say this, I'll do that. They can call that shot. That submission was actually the gateway to greater sanctification. I'm so thankful for men who are willing and courageous to lead. I'm thankful for God giving me a spirit of humility to say, you're exactly right. Let's make that happen quicker than maybe I would have normally. The end result was not only good for our congregation, and I shared those stats with you last week, but man, it was good for me personally. And I've experienced deeper sanctification from that moment of just realizing I need to submit to these men. I will submit to these men. And God was gracious to us, and I'm so thankful for the way he has sanctified me in a greater, deeper, and more personal way. It simply brings this to the surface that admission is the first step to progress. Whether it's facing your fears, whether it's submitting to God-ordained authority, those are essential steps in experiencing God's sustaining presence in a moment, and then seeing that sustaining presence become satisfying peace over a longer period of time. And of course, all of this is empowered by God's Holy Spirit. This is how we deal with our fears. This is how we see growth over, we could call them obstacles or hurdles or past memories or things that perhaps are strongholds that hinder us and capture us. It's through the Holy Spirit's power. And the Bible says in the letters to Timothy that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. And so it's God's love that anchors us in times of fear, because his love is greater than our fear. That's 1 John. It's the Spirit's power that enables us to face our fears and not to give in to them continuously. And as those two work together in our life, I think when he says a sound mind, he's referring then to a soberness, a controlled attitude, a serious mindset that is a result of the Spirit's power and God's love, this mindset, this sobriety to really look into what's causing us to be afraid and timid and to deal with it. That comes from the Holy Spirit. And the Extra Point podcast today is simply an opportunity for me to say to you, I've experienced that personally over the last several months in the largest way possible in regards to my preaching and my desire to preach on this subject of generosity. And I want to give God incredible glory. I want to maximize His weight in my life, and I want to glorify His name and praise His Son and rely on His Holy Spirit, as I have seen firsthand the beauty and the joy of deeper sanctification in a moment that required submission to God-ordained authority and facing the very fear that I thought I could never really admit. God did a wondrous work, and I want to thank Him very much for it. And say to you, I can't wait till the next opportunity to preach on transformational generosity. Till next week, have a fantastic, Spirit-empowered, Christ-honoring, God-glorifying week. Stay in the Word, stay in prayer, and we'll see you Sunday at First Family Church.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.